Ladies and gentlemen, we will call the meeting to order. And will you call the roll, please?
Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Cox? Cox here. Corbett?
Here.
Corbett here. Denham? DeSaunier? Hancock?
Here.
Hancock here. Leno?
Here.
Leno here. Oropeza? Runner?
Here.
Runner here. Walters? Wolk?
Here.
Wolk here. Wyland? Yee?
Okay, we have a quorum. Members, this is a hearing on SB 14 for a vote only. We spent some time on it last week. I see the author is present. There are amendments cited in the analysis that I believe everyone has had a chance to review. If there's no comments on those, I would ask for a motion to pass as amended.
Madam Chair,
just one moment. Senator, thank you, Senator Leno, and now we'll go to Senator Cox.
Well, Madam Chair, I appreciate the fact that you want to get this out, and I'm appreciative of the fact that the author wants to get it out. But if I could just call your attention to the staff report that is prepared by our chief consultant, Mr. Franzoia. The last paragraph of the first page indicates that there's an intent to appropriate $3.7 million from the Public Interest Research and Development Fund. And then it goes on to say on page four, page four. And then it goes on to point out that the discussion about whether or not this ought to be paid with bond proceeds or whether it ought to be paid out of the general fund. If it's paid out of bond proceeds over a 30-year period of time, the cost is about double of that $3.7 million. If it's paid out of the general fund, that general fund number poses a rather significant problem, I would think, for this committee in view of the fact that we have something in the neighborhood of an $8 billion structural deficit remaining in 9-10. Unless we do something about it in 9-10, you still have that same structural deficit in 10-11. I'm very appreciative of the fact that Mr. Simidian wants this bill out. I appreciate the fact that the President Pro Tem wants this bill out. But I also want to call to your attention that members of this committee ought to be, if they vote this out of the Appropriations Committee, need to recognize that you've just punched an additional $3.7 million hole in the budget. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
Senator Rutter.
Just a quick question, and that is, if indeed bond funds were going to be used, which bond funds would those be? Out of which bond?
Well, we could have Mr. Franzoia answer
okay,
that.
That'd be fine. That'd be good. I guess as a follow-up to then, in terms of that, the next question would be then, what would be the procedure then that we would actually move to in order to use bond funds as opposed to general fund?
Correct. Bob Franzoia with the Senate Appropriations Committee. The budget change proposal for the Department of Fish and Game to fund the NCCP, which is part of the renewable program to provide additional transmission, the Department of Fish and Game is proposing to use Prop 84 bond funds. In Prop 84, there is I'm looking for my number in the analysis. I believe there was $90 million available to the Wildlife Conservation Board to do NCCP plans. My analysis suggested that the use of bond funds to pay for studies was not the most efficient way of doing it. For the author of the bill in the budget process, I suggested a better option would be to use the PIER funds. There's a balance of approximately $48 million in PIER, and according to Legislative Council, they can be used for the same purpose. Appropriating PIER in this bill would increase the vote from a majority vote to a two-thirds vote. So the in the budget, when they are funding the Department of Fish and Game for the actual activities, I'm suggesting that the appropriate funding source is PIER and not the Prop 84 bond funds.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Senator Weiland.
Sorry that I may have missed part of this, but I'm not sure, maybe it was answered, the $3.7 million, that proposal
right,
is
Senator Cox and Senator Runner just
yes, that would come from, then I'm confused,
Prop 84
funds and not the PIER funds or something else you're talking about.
That's correct, Senator. The Department of Fish and Game, in their proposal to facilitate additional transmission activities, was suggesting the use of Prop 84, the bond monies, to fund their activities. I was suggesting in my analysis that the use of PIER funds is a better use. We pay the PIER funds once we're done. We don't have to pay interest on them over 30 years like you have to do with the Prop 84 bond funds.
But the actual bill...
The actual bill right now simply states intent to do that. So this is more of a budget action. We would, if the budget committee or the budget adopts the PIER funds, you would save potentially.
So this is not appropriated in the bill.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, and those.
This amount is not appropriated in the bill.
Okay. But if, say, it were, when we think of bond funds, I've learned recently, it's not as if that money is actually out there. As I understand it, that money comes from the pooled interest money fund, and bonds are subsequently sold to replace those funds. And the $4 billion sale, which is occurring, the orders are being taken, it's occurring this week, a great deal of that would be used to replenish accounts that have already been diminished. So I think one thing we should be aware of as it moves along, if we do ultimately say that it comes from Prop 84 funds, as I understand it, those funds aren't waiting there already set aside. Subsequent borrowing would
That's
be
right.
necessary.
Okay, That's right.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Senator Leno.
Thank you. Just one comment / question. This $3 million plus annual figure that we've been discussing, my reading of the analysis is that this has been a static analysis as opposed to a dynamic analysis, meaning that there's the real possibility that the state will receive additional tax revenue as a result of the industry that would be created by raising the renewable portfolio standards. So I don't know if there's any thought to looking at a dynamic analysis so that we could peg a number to it rather than just guess at it, but I'm sure there is money to come to the state as a result of our moving forward with this.
We could certainly look at those figures going forward.
Right.
And as I said, this bill, this
appropriation
is not in there.
Yeah.
So Mr. Leno has moved the bill do pass as amended. Without further objection, will you call the roll?
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox?
No.
Cox, no. Denham?
No.
Denham, no. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. DeSaunier? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Oropeza? Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Walters?
No.
Walters, no. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Weiland?
No.
Weiland, no. Yee?
Senator Yee?
B?
Aye.
B, aye.
Thank you, Mr. Yee.
2 out of 3, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
We need one more.
Already. We need one more, and we will hold the roll open for Mr. DeSaunier, who's on his way.
Madam Chair, if you have to go, I'll wait for you.
Thank you, Mr. Cox. I appreciate the team effort.
Hey, Jeff, I need to get 2 minutes of your time.
Just two?
That's all I need. It may take 3 minutes to resuscitate you, but I'll just need two.
I think he did. I think he had in the last 3 months of the
By the way,
yes, sir.
Madam Chair, good job.
I don't want to see
my experience in this legislature. This one says we have the intent to appropriate. Generally speaking, we appropriate.
Something's, it's going to cost something, Dave.
And we'll open the roll, Mr. Desaunie, on SB 14 as amended. The motion is due pass.
Desaunie.
Aye.
Aye. Desaunie, aye.
Thanks.
It's like 7-5, it's out.
It is.
7-5.
The vote is 7-5. The bill is out, Mr. Simidian. Congratulations.